Well, hello there, my cute little graduate. It's good to see you. How's that shiny new bachelor's degree treating you? Oh, thank you. I don't even remember lending this book to you. So what's next for you? Are you going to celebrate tonight? Well, good. Just don't get too crazy, okay? After all, you promised me you'd come back and visit me in my class. Speaking of which, there's actually something I wanted to talk to you about. Yes. No. No need to sit down. I love the way that you always seated yourself in the front of the class, but I think that you and I both know it wasn't because you were trying to be any kind of teacher's pet. Were you? No, I think that you liked to sit in the front row with a nice clear view, so you could see any time that I bent over. Oh, I'm such a clumsy professor, aren't I? Huh? Ditzy, air-headed Miss Blue, always dropping the chalk right in front of you. Never struck you as strange? I just wanted to let you know. I never minded when you looked. And now that you're no longer a student at this university, you could even do more than look if you wanted to. Oh, look at you perk up. Not just your interest either. Why don't you come over here and let me show you how I can take care of that? After all, I may not be your professor anymore, but I can still teach you things. Closer. There we go. Close enough for me to whisper in your ear. Feel my lips brushing up against your neck. Feel the soft little bites. Is this what you were thinking about when you were being so dirty in the front of my class? Fantasizing about this. Why don't you get on your knees? Because I'm going to teach you something, darling. Down on your knees. No more questioning me. This little skirt that I wore today isn't just for show. That's right. Lean your head toward me. Of course I wear no panties. But then you already knew that, didn't you? You little deviant. Press your lips to my pussy. Slow down. I want you to make your tongue broad and flat. And lick all the way up my pussy first. Good boy. A few more of those. You always were a quick learner. nice and slow. Now, I want you to make your tongue point ahead. Just like that. And brush gently over my clit. Little circles. You're doing so well for me. Don't stop. A good student knows how to take feedback without stopping what they're doing. It's all right, I forgive you. Especially if you keep doing those little circles around my clit. You're gonna please me with your tongue. And after this lesson, you're gonna let me ride on that bulge I've been admiring all semester. Understood? I want you to dip your tongue into my pussy, really lap at my juices. I want you to press your face into my pussy as hard as you can. I'm going to put my hand on the back of your head to help you. There you go. Eat out, Miss Blue. Really make your professor feel good. You really are quick study. I'm so glad you came back to return that book, because I thought I was going to have to hunt you down. After touching myself to the thought of teaching you just how to please me, how to really be my good boy. Faster now. Lick my pussy faster. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to come all over your tongue. I'm going to come all over that cute face of yours. Look into my eyes while I come on your mouth. There you go. A-plus performance, dear. Sorry if I gripped your head a bit too tight. It just felt too damn good to stop. Do me a favor and lay down on your back on my desk, will you? Just push it off. There you go. Let me just settle down over your cock here. You're looking up at me with so much worship. I love it. It's good for a student to admire their professor. It really helps with the learning process. You're so good for taking your cock out so quickly. Do you like the way that it feels when I slide down onto it, inch by inch, taking you inside of my hot, wet little pussy? The way you throw your head back is very telling. I might even let you come inside of me for that. After all, you always were my favorite. And the way that you feel stretching out my walls. I think that my instincts were right. So tell me, my dear, is this better than the fantasies that you had to yourself running back to your dorm after class? Wrapping your hand around your cock? Thinking about the way that my ass looked bent over in front of you? About how good it would feel to sink your cock as deep into me as you could? And make me cum all over it? Fuck. Because I can tell you that this cock is so much better than the toy that I have hidden in my desk that I would stuff inside of my pussy every time that your class was dismissed. Imagining pushing you down on my desk like this and writing you, of telling you, after making you play with me, of telling you to come for me while I bite your neck. Come for me. Fill me up full of your cum. I'm not gonna wait. I need to feel your cum dripping out of me, down my legs on my ride home. I know it's so fucking taboo, but that's what makes it hot, doesn't it? There you go. Fuck. I can feel you throbbing every time that I take a little bite of your neck. Every time that I squeeze down so tightly onto your cock. Fuck. There you go. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come inside me. Fill up my pussy. Fill up your professor's pussy. Fuck. You did so well. They're going to come clean my lecture hall soon. So you need to clean up. and head back to your dorm. But here is your book back, and here is my number. So, call me when you want to return that book again. Maybe you can bring it over to my house. Happy graduation, dear.